Last week, the Koreas were shooting at each other. This week, they are signing historic agreements to silence their guns.
The two sides did get together. They did come to an agreement that they both found mutually satisfactory. And that's the important thing. And that tensions now, which has been running pretty high over the last several days, have an opportunity to decrease a little bit.
That State Department spokesman John Kirby not exactly talking as though he has much quality intelligence on what's really going on. Sun-Yun Lee is a professor in Korean studies and an assistant professor at Tufts University's Fletcher School. He believes that what we are seeing here is more water ballet by North Korea than any watershed diplomacy. As evidence, he cites the curious way in which this crisis suddenly blew up and then just as suddenly evaporated.
Earlier in the month, on August 4th, two South Korean patrolmen, soldiers, were severely maimed, losing their legs, when two North Korean landmines blew up along the patrol trail in the South Korean zone. So these were determined to be North Korean planted mines. And as a rebuttal, I suppose, South Korea started for the first time in over 10 years anti-North Korean regime propaganda music, critical things about the regime started to blare out of these loudspeakers along the border. So North Korea threatened to shoot down the loudspeakers and came out with an ultimatum even, saying, turn them off by 5 p.m. on August 22nd or else. And at the 11th hour, dramatically, North Korea said, hey, let's meet and let's talk it out. And over the past 3 days or so, the two sides met, had extended discussions lasting over 43 hours, and North Korea issued a non-apology, really a devious, sorry apology, speaking as if North Korea were a third-party observer in having planted the mines, and in return got South Koreans to turn off the loudspeaker. So this is a small victory for North Korea. But more importantly, I would say South Korea will be eager, will be more inclined to re-engage North Korea, even with the next North Korean provocation.
Aside from the tragedy of the maiming of the South Korean soldiers, this all sounds very superficial and almost infantile, the ways in which these two countries engage with loudspeakers, etc., and these threats. But yet you believe that in this kind of ritual, there is a realistic symbol of how North Korea is trying to ratchet up tensions with South Korea.
We have this image outside North Korea of North Korea as poor, backward, and bizarre. And certainly the regime fits all of those characterizations, I would say. So we tend to patronize North Korea, underestimate North Korea. But when it comes to propaganda, when it comes to strategic deception, they are very, very good. And over the past 25 years, North Korea, for repeated lies of denuclearization, has reaped tens of billions of dollars of concessions from the world's biggest countries. So I see this as another game played by North Korea, elaborately planned out, carefully thought out. And South Korea is now probably hooked on this notion that South Korea can talk to North Korea, look at them straight in the eye, and get things done. Although in reality, North Korea again got South Korea to turn the loudspeakers off. South Korea has got nothing.
What do you make, then, of your colleagues and some diplomats and policy officials in the West and even in the United States suggesting that this is some historic watershed and that there's actually, you know, a movement towards real peace here? Have the North Koreans deceived even the West once again in this situation?
Well, we've seen this game play out over the past six decades. So rather than betting that things will be different this time around, why not vastly increase propaganda in the form of radio broadcast, leaflets, other forms of information infiltration into North Korea? North Korea, the regime, tries to keep the people in the dark about the outside world. That's because they have real things to be worried about. South Korea, that other Korean state just across the border, is so much more pleasant, more prosperous, and the Korean state to which many North Koreans have already, at great risk, escaped to.
Sun-Yung Lee is professor in Korean studies and an assistant professor at Tufts University's Fletcher School. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.